I think it could have continued almost indefinitely, but the big problem was that we were reaching a technical hiatus. Nightmare, in the end, was what we call mixed reality. We used techniques which are now called virtual studio, but we didn't know the names for them because we were pioneering. So what we were doing is that we were putting real people in an artificial world, and we were letting them role play in that area. It was only a matter of time before we needed to go the whole hog and put people into a virtual world. Of course, not as themselves, but as representations of themselves. Now here we sit in the 21st century, and finally we can do that. So the next show that happens, whether it comes from this team, or I'm involved in it, it'll come from somewhere, will really be the one that picks up the gauntlet where Nightmare left off. I personally don't think it's going to be a children's show, because I think the new demography for that is probably about the age group where children's TV at the moment leaves off, and the upper limit, I hope, is about my age, mid-50s.
I think it ended at exactly the right time. Everything has its season. We're coming now towards the end of how many series of Friends? Dallas overstayed its welcome. Even Dallas, one of my favorites, overstayed its welcome. The good die young. I think in this case, the good had eight series and was brilliant and will stay alive in everybody's memory because it went out in a blaze of glory.
Yeah, they did. I certainly think the program could have gone on at least another couple of seasons. It wasn't tight, and technology at that particular point that they were using was breaking even further. You know, it was getting more exciting with technology, and they had superb ideas, I don't know what they know. But to go further with the technology.
It wouldn't have the following now. It wouldn't have this huge, dedicated website now if it had meandered on.
Each series got better and better with the technology and state of the art. So there was more to come. It was very sad that in the end it did. And a surprise, I have to say, to everyone involved.
Nightmare to come back. Nightmare was then. And Tim Child's creativity is now. And whatever project he's working on, it will be a success. It will be a success because of his brain.
I think there are a lot of reasons which probably preclude the return of Nightmare as a children's show on mainstream British television. But the first is the demography, the age group of people, children who watch shows like that on CBBC or CITV has changed. When I was first making these shows back in the 80s, the demography was around about age 6 through to around about age 17. Now, although they will claim more in truth, it's now around about 6 to 11. And the older children have migrated into the video games area, or into niche television, or into youth television, or into cable, and therefore, the older age group that I would really have needed to appeal to in Nightmare has gone from that area.
Pickle was then. Marvin was then. It would be like remarrying an ex-wife. Sometimes it can work, it can be very successful. But there is a season for everything. And I've had Pickle, I've had the best of Pickle. I couldn't repeat Pickle. I blew an egg. I hope nobody else repeats Pickle as well. I think it would be garbage if I suddenly saw the pointy ears and the blonde wig and somebody else prancing around. I'd get a real shock. I'd say, excuse me.
I think it's extremely unlikely. And I think that were it not by some miracle to happen, they would regard me as too old and too fat. And it would have to be Son of Traeger. Something, I think.
Something else? Yeah. I'd revel in the opportunity to do something like that, that was that creative. Again, but how often do those opportunities arise?
I think we're ready to do different now, and that means a different sort of show. But it could be just as magical and probably even better.